Hello, my name is Park Smith, and I'm here at the CCC reunion. That's the Civilian Conservation Corps, and we're in Garner State Park for a reunion of a national reunion of the CCC. I run an AmeriCorps program based out of American Youth Works in Austin, Texas, and I am lucky enough to have some gentlemen here who are involved in or have been involved in national service, and I'd like to have them introduce themselves.
I'm Bill McDonald from Austin, Texas. I was in the Civilian Conservation Corps at a camp at Bartlett, Texas.
Yes, my name's Sergeant First Class Zamora, and I'm in the Texas Army National Guard.
And my name's Jacob Johnson, and I'm in a AmeriCorps program in Austin, Texas.
Thank you, gentlemen. I'd like to ask them a few questions now about their experience with national service. So you guys seem to span a large range of years here, starting in the 30s and now in the year 2005, involvement in national service. And I'm curious about, over these different generations, what might have brought you into national service?
Food, for one thing. The Depression was here. It was bad. A lot of people were hungry. Even if they were eating enough, it was not nourishing. And this was good, nourishing food in the Civilian Conservation Corps.
All right.
What brought me for service was just to get a new career and get a fresh start after high school.
All right.
I chose to join the AmeriCorps program just as a way to give back to the community that I was involved in, the community that I enjoyed. It was my way of helping out.
All right. Additionally, I know that these sorts of experiences can be life-changing, and I'm wondering if you experienced if your experience with the Corps gave you some form of a change in your life. Anything like
yes.
that?
Yes, it changed a good bit. I was with people more on my level. I learned to communicate better. I established better personality, and it was quite a change.
Yes, National Guard, of course, being in the military gave me a lot of discipline, made me a better person, and just it's beautiful service. It just makes you overall a better person too when you're dealing with people, because you're basically working with other different cultures from from other towns and cities. So it just makes you a better person overall.
All right. How about you, Jacob?
The AmeriCorps programs I've been involved with have helped establish my sense of pride in the area that I work in. It gives me ownership over the projects we've done. So it's really made me feel proud about things like that. And it's helped me realize that the career that I choose can also be a worthwhile commitment to the community or to the environment or to whatever I choose to help out.
All right. The Civilian Conservation Corps, AmeriCorps, National Guard tend to work in large groups that in tight quarters and for extended periods of time. And I have a feeling this may teach you something about dealing with other people. I'm curious what you might have learned about working with other people from other backgrounds.
Sometimes you had to give the other fellow his space, and you didn't always get things the way you wanted them. And learning to know when to stop pushing helped a whole lot. Your territory ends where his begins sometimes.
Yes, being in the military, you're in tight quarters all the time. It's just, the way you present yourself, respect, integrity, those are some of the features, that they teach you. And it's loyalty, you got to just respect the next person next to you, and that's what makes us a better person.
Yeah, I agree with both of these guys, and I also think, you just got to encourage each of your team member to fit in where they fit in. So if they like doing something, encourage that, and by the end of a year term or something, your team starts really clicking because everybody starts falling into place, and you just encourage each other along the way.
All right, interesting. So has your experience with the Corps affected the way you might have felt about yourself, your family, or the community that you've lived in?
Yes. And we developed more self-confidence, and helped us to understand that other people also had their problems, and we weren't the only one to be considered. Sometimes you just had to yield a little territory to the guy who was having problems of his own.
Mm-hmm. How about for your family? Did it have any effects on your family or the community that you were
yes,
working in?
Yes, it had effects on my family. My family was receiving that money that I was sending home. It helped them to live better. It helped my mother to recover get out from under the debts that she owed. It got the gas turned back on. It got the electricity turned back on. Eventually, she got the house painted and papered and was renting rooms. And her income got to the point where it exceeded what I was sending home from the Civilian Conservation Corps.
Yeah, it sounds like it helped her get back on her feet somewhat.
It did. It did.
And were there lasting effects on the community that you feel were achieved through your service?
Yes. Not just my service, but the other boys in the service, their families lived better, and their self-confidence improved. It was a benefit to the community, and some of the projects took place in the communities. Courthouses were built, school buildings were built, city halls were built, and all of these things improved the general living conditions.
Wonderful. How about you? Self, family, and community.
The National Guard is basically a community-oriented. You're a citizen soldier first, so basically you're a father, you're a doctor, you're a dentist. So you benefit the community by being in the National Guard because you're always there in case something happens to support your community. That's our main mission. So, and that makes me feel, you know, real, real important. Whenever something happens in the community, they call us, the National Guard, and it just makes you feel proud to go serve your fellow citizens and help them when you need them. And it makes a better person. It makes a better family. It's real good.
All right. How about you?
Yeah, when I graduated from college and all my friends started going off to jobs and banks or accountants or whatever they were doing, and I chose to do a volunteer project. So it was kind of awkward for my parents. They were just, you know, wondering, I spent all that money and now I'm joining a volunteer program. But once I finished something tangible that I could take them to and they saw it, they really got excited about it. They always want to know what I'm doing. They want to see the projects when they come to town. And when they see other projects, they think about the people that worked on it. So, I mean, it's really helped me kind of define myself within my family. And then not only that, but in the community, it's kind of, I feel like I belong a lot more.
All right, great stories. Have your terms of service led to any volunteering outside of the core experience that you might have had? Have they helped you become volunteers or do any sort of community service work outside of what you signed up to do in your actual term of service?
Yes, on the outside. Now, while I was in the Civilian Conservation Corps, there was little I did on the outside. However, it gave me a sense of community conscious, and I was a scoutmaster for a while. I was a Sunday school teacher for a while. I worked on public drives, cleaning up the community, things like that, that were volunteer, no pay jobs. But most of all, it prepared me for productive service, and that was what made me ready then for the United States Navy when World War II broke out.
I also know, Mr. McDonald, that you served as a fireman in your community for 30 years,
that's true. My time in the service also helped prepare me for being a good firefighter. I went to 2 firefighting schools while I was in the Navy, and so that was a help. And each position I held growing up and aging in my life sort of prepared me for the next.
All right. So as your experience with National Corps led you to any other sorts of community service?
Yes. The leadership that I learned from the National Guard, I took it and I gave it to the Little League, coached Little League for over 6 years. Right now I'm involved with my son's Boy Scout troop, Troop 346 from Uvalde. So we do a lot of community service involvement with them, which is makes for a better community, better persons for the youth.
All right.
Of the city.
And how about you, Jacob? Has it led you to anything else? You're still in your experience now.
Yeah, I hope to have careers as helpful and beneficial as these two guys, but right now I find myself doing a lot of free labor outside of AmeriCorps, helping out with nonprofits, whether it's a mail out or trying to restore their building, whatever. I'm excited. I have new tools, new knowledge that I have, so I'm ready to use it. And being in AmeriCorps, I get in contact with all these different people that need help, so it gives me a way to help myself learn more and help others.
All right, all right. Well, any skills that you guys have learned in your Corps experience that you think are gonna or that have helped you further down the road in terms of things you may have learned while in the Corps that could serve you in a career or just in the community or in your general lives?
Yes. The last job I was doing while I was in the Civilian Conservation Corps was the first job I got outside the Civilian Conservation Corps when I went to work for a neon sign company. When I was in the Civilian Conservation Corps, I spent a lot of my time in fence building crew. That's where I got my PhD, post hole digging. And my first job for this neon sign company was digging a post hole to put a pole in to support a neon sign.
All right.
That's right.
How about you?
Just hard work, you know. The National Guard, it's volunteers, and you just, you know, it's hard work. You work hard, and you get reward for it. And that's, you know, that's what I tell. You know, get a goal, work hard at it, and achieve your goals.
All right.
And I've learned to take advice from anywhere. If you can learn from somebody, listen to them. Don't just blow them off at the beginning. Listen to them, because chances are they probably know what they're talking about when you don't. So I've learned to open my ears a little bit more.
Any specific skills you may have learned in your programs that could help you other places?
Anywhere from carpentry work, foundation work, rock work, masonry work. I mean, it's such a wide variety now that, you know, I feel like I have the ability to kind of choose which one I would like to go into to actually learn more. I'm kind of a jack of all trades, but not master of none. So it kind of gives me a good foundation, I feel like, for the rest of my life.
All right. And then I have one final question for you guys. It sounds like you've all had pretty, profound experiences in your Corps. And I wonder if you see some sort of long-term benefit for our country in providing these opportunities for community support through these programs, these core type programs. Is it something that you would like to see more of, or do you think it's a waste of money, or something that you would like to see expand or continue in any way?
Yes, I think it would be good for a lot of young men, the ages of these young men, to get some experience at physical exertion, a job that takes some effort to complete. A little bit of sweat doesn't hurt anybody. And they learn to bend their back, swing a pick, push a shovel, swing a sledgehammer. I'm not saying they should do that for the rest of their lives for a living, but it gives them a sense of knowledge of what hard work is, and they usually, I don't think many of them, would choose that to do for the rest of their lives.
How about you? Would you support or
yes,
think it's not worthwhile?
No, this is a great organization. Just look at what they build here in Garner Park. It's beautiful. I live around in Uvalde, and I come to Garner Park, and I admire it every time I come there. It's something different. And I wish we had more of it. More community involvement would be great. More volunteers, you know, whether it's for your community, for your country, we need more. So, yes, I'd like to see more of it.
All right. And how about you, Jacob?
Yeah, I would definitely like to see more. And not only do I want to see more, but I feel like we almost have to see this level or even higher, because ranchers are ranching on land that Mr. McDonald over here helped retain their soil 70 years ago. The National Guard is making news every day in crisis situations. And it's just, I mean, these are important things that need to be done. They're not always seen in the public eye, and they're not always in the newspapers, but the things that are going on need to be done. And I feel like the youth are very, it's an encouraging sign to see how many people want to be involved in things like that. So I feel like it should be, the level should be raised, and that I think we could meet that level too.
All right. Well, it seems certainly like a worthwhile investment to me to involve youth in the building of our country, as was done during the CCC times and is done currently through AmeriCorps and other Conservation Corps programs. And the National Guard is without a doubt making profound impacts on the communities that they're in. I'd like to thank you guys for being here and just the wonderful things that you guys have done in your communities. It's a really great thing. Mr. McDonald spoke earlier about the young men doing hard work, and although we don't have a female represented here, I'd really like to say that females are encouraged to be in these core programs and do tremendous amounts of hard work out there, including moving 500-pound rocks to build stone stairways in parks right alongside folks like Jacob out there. So all you young men and women out there have great things ahead of you, and you're certainly encouraged to give back to your community through some form of CORE or just community service.